Now, the last time we talked to Tom Aspel in Afghanistan, man, he was so bummed out that...
It was just...
And then he got us bummed out.
Things weren't going well.
And then we started barking at everybody we had on. Well, let's see if things are any better. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Don. Yeah, they are a lot better. Today's been a great day, actually. There's visibility about 20 miles. We can see all the way south. Now, American helicopter gunships have been in action around Kabul. They've been firing missiles into targets in Kabul, the Afghan capital. And early this morning, before dawn, they hit a hotel where Taliban soldiers were sleeping. Several killed in that. And then we've had the usual airstrikes across the Somali plain, 20 miles north of Kabul, where the front lines are, troops of the Northern Alliance fighting war. Facing, rather, the Taliban. Still no movement towards attacking Kabul. But today, the Northern Alliance held a great military parade here in Jabal Sarraj. We're 40 miles north of Kabul. On the side of the mountain, they paraded 1,000 new troops, new uniforms, every one of them with a brand new Kalashnikov, 5 spare magazines, and upturned the president of the Northern Alliance, Mr. Rakhbani. I guess he's in his 70s or his 80s. He's got one of these turbans on, has a long gray beard and sunglasses. He spoke to the troops, and they all cheered. They're ready for their big attack on Kabul, because there are only 1,000 men on this parade. But they were showing off their tanks as well. They had some old T-55s, all polished and painted up. And then came the military commander of the Northern Alliance. His name is Mohammed Fahim. Now, we've never seen him before. This is the guy who's in charge of all the 15,000 Northern Alliance troops. He's a young guy, probably about 35, really beefy, one of only 2 fat people I've ever seen in Afghanistan. He's getting a lot of food and a lot of money from someone. Now, while they're addressing the troops, they're sitting on a dais, and here's all these troops with their faces from Turkmenistan, from Uzbekistan, from the north, all these Asiatic faces, and then these tough little thin Afghan soldiers, all of them clutching a Kalashnikov, 5 magazines across the chest, cheering, a couple of flags waving. Down in the distance, 10 miles away, towards Kabul, there's this huge plume of smoke as some American strike aircraft, probably one of those F-18s off the carrier or something, has dropped a huge bomb on the western edge of the Somali plain. So while the president's speaking, the soldiers are cheering, waving their brand new guns, 100 tanks, old but serviceable. Everybody's cheering on that. And then there's that great American plume of smoke in the distance, telling us that the war is still going on, but there's still no plan to attack Kabul from the ground.
Well, you sound like you're in a lot better mood, Tom.
I had a really great day. I mean, you can see 20 miles. It's amazing. We're up a mile high. The sky's like crystal clear. And you've got this perfect plume of smoke from the airstrike and all these really tough-looking little soldiers ready to run forward and do their bit to Kabul. In the speech, by the way, he told them, now the world knows that the place is full of terrorists. We're going to root them out, take it all away and all that stuff. Of course, nobody believed much of that. But anyway, it was a great show. And that smoke and stuff in the distance, snow-capped mountains, really was a nice morning. I'm feeling a lot better.
Oh, man. I feel like something happened out to a poppy field somewhere.
Thanks, Tom. Tom Aspel in Afghanistan. I love this guy.
Right. It was fat jokes.
Well, that's the way you're supposed to report from Afghanistan, isn't it?
One of 2 cop people.
I love this guy. Fat people.
Oh, man.
Tom Aspel from Afghanistan. Well, he's got it going on.
Yep, all right.
Coming up on 10 minutes.